Kedvach, I figured we would go back to Siman Kuf Samach Beis. We just did Kuf Ayin Hey, which talks about Dinim of Poiskin. Kuf Samach Beis talks about Saw B'Saw, which is very similar Kalalim, Kuf Samach Beis. Similar Dinim, we're going to actually contrast the two, but the Yisoidis are very similar. We've been discussing it from time to time anyway. It's about time we just do it straight rather than Biramuiza. The Indian of Saw B'Saw needs just a Shtigal HaKdama, which we're probably familiar with, a lot of it at least. First of all, Saw B'Saw is only an Issa Midrabanan. If I lend you a saw and it goes up in value, I lend you a pound of apples and it goes up in value, you're supposed to deliver me back a pound of apples in 3 months' time, and at that time the apples are worth more, that's only going to be an Issa Midrabanan. And what's the reason why Saw B'Saw is Midrabanan? If you look in different Mefarshim Rishonim, you see different types of pshat and why Saw B'Saw is only Asa Midrabanan. I would like to discuss the two basic taimim. The very first reason is just, could be Balabatish, but there are Rishonim HaMashma like that, is that when I lend you money, so what I'm lending you is the value. I'm lending you a dollar, so that means we now know it's a dollar value. If I ask for a dollar, 10 back, I see ribbis, I see a tesefis, and that's a problem. When you're lending an item, when you're lending an amount, that is, when you're lending apples, an amount of apples, so it's a share of a midah. I'm lending you a midah to you, a pound, a saw, and I'm expected to get back a saw, regardless of the price. It means in api halacha, api toira, midaraisa, there is no issa saw b'saw, it's kuf samach beis. There is no issa saw b'saw, midaraisa, because whatever you give me back, no matter what it's worth, since you gave me the exact amount that I gave you, that's only going to be also midrabanan. It's a saw for a saw. We're talking about amounts, not dollars, so who cares about the value? That could be one pshat in the Rishonim. The other pshat is that no, avada saw b'saw is also a problem. We always look at the value, the underlying value of the item, and if it's going to be paid back and more, l'chay, it should be ribbis. But the reason why it's only also midrabanan is because we look at the shas ha'ava. If at the time of the ava I lent you a saw and it was only worth a dollar, who cares later on when you give me back the saw, it's worth a dollar ten. It doesn't make a difference. I'm giving you a dollar right now at the time of the ketzitza, at the time of the ava, and we're making up at the time of the ava, you have to give me back this saw, which is also only worth a dollar. So grada, it will go up. Grada happens to not be able to go down as well. But right now, Bashehu, according to the psika that we made, there's no inherent ribbit because it's a dollar value for a dollar. Later on, if a grada goes up, so that would be awesome. Midrabanan, to give me back more as a tesefis. But b'yisaydoi, there is nothing wrong with the upmark that we have. There's no ribbit katsutsa. Everything is fine. It's a saw which worth a dollar to be paid back a saw, which is right now only worth a dollar. So it's a saw b'saw, it's an equal deal, so that's only also midrabanan.
According to this chat, if you know for sure will go up, it's also midrabanan?
Oh, so that could be the difference. We once discussed in Kufayin Gim, I believe it was, or maybe Kufayin Hey, when that it could be a nafkamina between these two pshatim. If I make up, here's a saw, and you have to pay me back a saw in a different markham, and I know Paris over there are worth more. Here's a saw in Lakewood, and pay me back with a saw in Brooklyn. And I know the price in Brooklyn is worth more than the price in Lakewood. So even though it's a saw, b'saw, but according to the second pshat, we might have a problem of a daraisa on your hands. It means according to the first pshat, it's the din is, we always look at the mead, the amount. I gave you a saw, I gave you a pound, you're giving me back a pound, regardless of where this pound is. But if you learn like the second shot that we don't look at the amount, we always look at the underlying value, and it was worth a dollar. And right now, by Shehu, at the time of the Hava, I'm only committing myself to pay you back with a dollar of apples, that would be fine. But if at the time of the Hava, in your case, where I committed myself, I'll pay you back in Brooklyn, and over there we know it's already worth more, we know it's worth $1.50 there, then one could argue that this would be already an issa d'oraisa.
That could apply on currency as well.
But we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss in Metashem currency. Right, 100%. It's good. So these are the two basic underlying reasons. Now, if you learn like the first shot, that it's an item for an item, an amount for amount, and that's why it's not also midaraisa. You have to say the reason why it is also midarabanan is because naniach in the daraisa we look at the amounts, but in the darabanan we look at the underlying value, and therefore we see a potential problem of being paid back more than what was lent out. So that's why they asked it midarabanan. Either way, it's also besos only also midrabbanan. Second nekuda, which is vechtik here, is that when we say sabesos also, we're not talking about l'sefer shodava that taka went up. If the taka went up, avad, it's going to be also. We have a different problem. Like every ribbis mucheres or whatever is avak ribbis b'shas the paroi. What we're talking about now is you're not allowed to even go into such a deal. I can't tell you borrow a saw to be paid back a saw. That itself, Chazal asked such a upmak. Chazal prohibited such a deal because of the potential that it might go up in price and be ribbis later on. So they already asked the ketzitza. Normally, on Isuri de Rabbanon, we don't have a problem with the ketzitza. Right? Shuman, we know, is also, you're now allowed to simon, you're now allowed to even make go into a deal of ribbis. They asked even the upmak, the deal itself. Here, Chazal asked the deal, even though it's a ribbis de Rabbanon, they said, you're now allowed to go and lend the sabbatah, even if the sefer shodava nothing went wrong. The sefer shodava, the apple stayed the same price, 3 months later, everything was the same. You were still over in Issa. The Issa was, you're not allowed to go into such a deal. You're not allowed to go bimal v'sa b'sa.
So you have to specify that if it's going to go
up. Oh, we're going to discuss. That's tonight, Mr. Shem.
Over there is also the Psyche by
Poskin,
by
Endo, and Loya. No, okay, you're right. There were Issa on the Psyche as well. I'm asking, 100%. I'm just saying, but not here we're making an Issa on the Psyche itself. What we're discussing tonight in Yetzir Shem is going to be the deal itself, the Psyche itself. Now, the standard to attain, which we found by other cases like by Poskin, we're going to have over here as well. One is that if you have Yeshloy, if the person has a saw already, if I lend you a saw of apples and you already have a saw of your own, you're asking for the second pound of apples, I lend you eggs and you already have some eggs yourself, so you have the heta of Yeshloi, that's a standard heta. And we're going to see another heta that if it's Yotza Hashar, that if it already has the shar out, the same tuatarium that we found by Paiskin, if you already have the shar out and it's easily accessible, you can get it, purchase it in the market, so that will also be a heta to be borrow a saw. So when I borrow the saw, it's not a problem, because I could easily get us on the market as if it's Yeshle, whatever the spheres are, like we discussed by Paiskin. Sorry? Well, we discussed by Paiskin, you need both. The borrower could get the saw, and the lender could have easily gotten the saw. Now here, you don't even need the saw. But there, the reason I need Yotza Shara is because the lender was being Paiskin. He was giving money. Here, he was giving actually a saw. The lender could have just held on to the saw in the first place. So he's gaining nothing. Means from the Rabbanan perspective, what did you two oif for the malva here? Nothing. What do you tell me? You two oif that just in case the saw went up in value and you paid him with this still saw, but worth more, $1.50 pound of apples at the end of the day, the malva says, I don't need you. If it wasn't for you, I would have held on to the apples, stored in my warehouse, and it would be worth $1.50 anyway today. It means I would have capitalized on the appreciation without you. I didn't need to lend it to you. So you weren't doing me nothing. You weren't giving any taiva. In fact, some achrayim, I believe the Levush over here says, a bitoy, that here's a case that you have a neshech beloy tarvis. Chazal asked in Ezeel Neshek at the beginning, why do you need two psukim for, one for Neshek, one for Tarvis? Okay, what's Neshek, what's Tarvis? It's both the same thing. Neshek means that the borrower ended up losing out, he was bitten, and the Tarvis means that the Malva ended up gaining, he was paid back a Tesefis. So the Chazal want to know, what's Tarvis below Neshek, what's Neshek below Tarvis? If the Leva lost out, then the Malva gained. If the Leva didn't lose out, the Malva didn't gain, and you can't have one without the other. Mer tries to give a few examples that you could have, and Mer says at the end, every example doesn't work. If wherever you have Neshek, you have Tarvis. If you don't have Neshek, you don't have Tarvis. They're inseparable. Comes along with Levush and says, no, here is a case. Okay, they're abundant, they're good level, but here's a case that you could have Neshek below Tarvis. Because from the perspective of the Malva, you're doing him no taiva. He's not getting any gain from it. There was no Tarvis. For him, he could have held on to the saw Paris and have the capital appreciation by himself. Who was gaining? I mean, who wanted the deal? Was the Leiva wanted the deal, and then Leiva Taka getting bitten, because the Leiva borrowed a saw, ate it up, and then 3 months later, when it's time for Parayin, he's going to have to find out to get another saw from the market. At that time, the saw went up in value, so he's going to have to pay more to replace the saw of apples that he borrowed. So the Leiva is losing out. So you have a case where the Leiva got burnt, the Leiva has a Neshek, but the Malva never really had a Tarvis. It's a neshek b'loy tarvis. You could argue with the Levush is Hagdara here, but at least he wants to be mamzi that what we are playing around with now is a form of a neshek b'loy tarvis, where the loiva lost out, but the malva didn't gain anything from it. He could have done it by himself. So you have these two heterim of Yeshloi, and you have the heter of Yotza Hashar. And yet, we're going to discuss through the simin practical examples. I'm sure it's going through your mind. It's a standard shayla. Your wife is short the two eggs when she's baking a cake, and could she borrow eggs from her neighbor? She's going to pay back the eggs. Tomorrow she'll pay back the eggs, and might be worth more. You have a problem with sabah sa. That's on a very day-to-day type of a shayla. But you have shayla in another case as well. Like you had mentioned recurrency. Yitzchem, I hope to discuss a few of them tonight. All right, let's start with Sif Aleph. Kuf Samach Beis. It's prohibited to borrow sa'a peroin, even if you did not make a zman peroin. And there are chidushim why it would be us even without a zman. One could have said, which we're going to see later on other sources, but one could have said that if I was kaitiv you zman, you have to pay me back not before 3 months, whatever, 3 months' time. So at that point, you're out a longer distance of time. At that point, you know that the payers will be misyaker. So then it's easier to understand why there's an issa here. But you would think that if there's no zman proin, you could pay back right away, that there wouldn't be an issa. Kamashmal and the mechaber know that it's also luvoi so basa. I feel the lakot of loy zman leproin. Even if the guy has the ability to pay back tomorrow, you can pay him back no matter what. You can pay back later on this day. She's going to borrow the few eggs, and she's going to go right away to the grocery and pay you back a few hours later. You still might have a problem. If you don't have the other hetayim involved, you're going to have a problem of saw b'saw. Even without any zman praying, it's awesome. Now again, like I mentioned in Nagdama, that it's also luvah. So we're already talking about at the time of the borrowing. The borrowing itself is already problematic. Nothing to do with what happens later on. The psik itself is prohibited. Another possible diik we can make in the Mechaba is the Mechaba says also luvo isa b'sa. It's prohibited to borrow a saw for a saw. The Mechaba doesn't say also lahalvo isa b'sa. Smashma that the Mechaba is talking to the loiva. What's the importance of this diik is that, as we know, in we had earlier in Simanim, we know that generally ribis derabanan. It's a shaila, but the way pashas we go like ribis derabanan is only asa on the malva. Ribis deraisa, we have psukim, if I get the chidush, a chidush Torah, that they asked, the Torah asked not only the malva from gaining on the ribis, but they asked the loiva also not to go into the deal. The loiva is now going to go into ribis deal. If they both want to go into the deal willingly, they're still both over yisurei deraisa. That's not a hetan. When it came to ribis derabanan, the Chazal wanted to make a gedda, not to come to ribis deraisa. Chazal felt that they only have to stop the malva, because the loiva really doesn't gain from ribis. I mean, maybe gains because he now has the ability to have the alva, but that's not really the person you have to chap on. If you prohibit the malva from lending the ribis, then you'll take care of all the ribis problems. Because if there's no malva going to gain, he has a issa facing him, there's not going to be a alva beribis. You take two, you need the malva involved as well to get alva beribis. So they only answered the malva. The ikkuk punkt was on the malva.
That's bilavai. It's bilavai,
it's just. And over here, Shteitan Machaba, also Luvais, it's prohibited, it's also to borrow. It sounds like in the Machaba that Lagabi, this Issa, even though we discussed it, clearly only Issa de Rabbanan, Lagabi, this Issa de Rabbanan, they made it even on the Loiva. Okay, you have to know why, but in Lechari, it's the same we're doing in the Mishnah and Ayin Hay as well. This is coming from the Mishnah Ayin Hay. In the Mishnah Ayin Hay, when it sets out the Halacha, also talking to the Loiva. The Loiva shouldn't borrow and say that he's going to pay back, be Maisa Gairin, whatever. Why are we talking to the loiva for? It should say that the malva shouldn't lend and say that he wants, expects payment back, b'shas ha-goyrin. It sounds like in the Mishnah as well that we're talking to the loiva. There's a ritva on Daf Nem Dalid on Bava Metzia that Nemzon for Pshitis, Teich Lushayne, maybe it's like occurring from the Deik of the Mishnah. He says it's Dava Pashatu that the Issa of Luva Sabisa is an Issa on the loiva as well. Not only on the malva, there's an Issa on the loiva. The only thing is that the Rava takes this as a raya to argue with the Rishonim. Now, many Rishonim hold that Ribis Durban, like we said, is, and that's why Paskin is only us on the Malva. And the Tzvah says, how you talking? How could you tell me that Ribis Durban is only us on the Malva if I see clearly by Sabisa, everyone knows that this is on the Loiva as well? So how could you tell me Ribis Durban is only on the Malva? So the Tzvah didn't have that Chilik, or any Chilik, whatever you want to mention, but Lamaita, the Tzvah Nemna Papshitis, that at least this is a Zikha Asa on the Laiva. And from here you learn that to all other Yisurim, the Rabbanim as well.
It could always be like my
Yidolai. Oh, so that's true. That's right. I'll mention that. 1 second. But the other Yishayim who are Machalik, the other Yishayim remember on that there is no Isa on the Laiva. Nevertheless, L'chayah, we don't find the Mefur to argue with the Ritva's Dig or his Pshitas, wherever he came from, that this Isa is on the Laiva. And Taka has the Machabah says Asa Lovaks. And you correctly pointed out that even if you hold like the other Yishayim, the way we pass in, that Ribbis the Rabban is not us on the Leiva, only on the Malva, but the Achrayim are quick to add that Avada the Leiva will have a potential if Naiva problem. It means he won't have a direct Ribbis the Rabbanan problem, but if you hold that there's Lif Naiva on Yisuri the Rabbanan, then the Leiva will have this Issa of Lif Naiva. But Lagabi, these Yisurim, it sounds like from the Machabah that's not just Lif Naiva, it's also Luva Sabasa. The Issa the Rabbanan of Sabasa was said on the Leiva as well.
Because of what you said before, the Malve
has
nothing to gain. That's why the
Easter
goes in the
Leiva by so-and-so. Let me explain what you're saying, if I got you correctly. You're trying to suggest a reason why, very nice, a reason why all Isurei Derabonon are only on the Malva, because that was enough to nab the Malva, but you want to say that this Issa, they had to nab the Leiva as well, because had they nabbed the Malva alone, that wouldn't do it. The Malva here is not the one who's standing to gain. Because like the Levusha, we just said before, that the Malva could say, "What? I didn't need you. I could have held on to the pears myself, stored them, and gained on the appreciation." So the Malva is really not the one who's trying to profit here. It's really the Leiva who's the only one trying to get this deal going. So therefore here, Chazal figured that they will nab the Leiva. I hear. Very nice. Very nice.
It's more of a check. I'm not going to get anything by it. So when he has the problem of gaining rights, you have to tell the Malva, you know, be careful. Yeah, for sure he won't do it. He has an issur.
Right. No, but he's saying that Chazal are trying to choke the guy who's causing the deal.
If the Malva knows all he's going to get of you is just an issur, for sure he wouldn't do it.
100% that if he, Avada, I don't think that Moshe means to say that the issur is only in the Leiva. Clearly the issur is signed the Leiva, signed the Malva. But he wants to say, why over here the Chazal hit the Leiva? All over they didn't hit the Leiva, and here they hit the Leiva. It's because all over it's the Malva who's really the one standing to gain. It's the Leiva who just party to the deal. So they hit the Malva. Here, the Malva is not the one really standing to gain, so therefore they had to hit the Leiva.
Double whammy. Gains nothing, and he has an issur. It would be a very strong deterrent for it.
100%. No, I'm not, it would be a deterrent, but you want to know, when the Chazal conveyed this, that they're getting the guy who caused the deal. Here, we believe that the Leiva is the cause of the deal.
I know who wrote the Simonim on top, but the issur Shleiva how.
I told you, I'm asking, 1 second, I'm asking, very nice thing, but I'm asking that the Issa Zikha on the Malva as well. But I'm just saying that contrast to all other Isurei Ribbits, which is only on the Malva, this one is on the Leiva as well. I like this sign. I didn't see it anywhere, but I like it.
It's not on the Malva at all.
One second. One second. The other Moshe has a riot from the Gadi Hamzri on the Malva. But you look at the Simon, it says, Shaloi Lahavisa Abisa. You see, it's on the Malva as well. Very nice. Okay. Fine. But that's my shmoyis and mechaber that the issa is on the Leiva as well. Good. The chain called over. It's not just saw, but saw. It's not just pay. It's any metalfel, any item, for that matter. In the Gemara's mevor, even madeis shall nechoshes, and according to Rav Rishonim or many Rishonim, even madeis shows up. Anything other than silver currency at the time of Chazal, anything but currency, and they determined that only silver currency is currency, anything else is considered payers, and it runs into the problem of the Issa of Sa B'Sa. That's the chutz. Chutz min madeh kesef, except for silver currency, hayoytze oz b'Sa, that's being circulated then, it's nitlo Sa, that's considered currency. And the reason why they never asked that currency, if you lend a dollar and get back a dollar, in Chazal's mind, when we know that the price fluctuates, what's the cause of the price to fluctuate? Chazal give a beautiful title. They say that currency can't fluctuate. Currency is the medium. Currency is the determining factor. That's the measurement. So that can fluctuate. Well, fluctuates is all the pairs that are against the currency. So whatever currency is there, which they determine to be the Ica currency, the silver currency, that currency could never fluctuate. So if your price of table went up, but the table went down, it's not because the dollar went down or the dollar went up. The reason why the table price changed is because the table went up, but the table went down. So I give you a table, I lend you a table, so to speak, and you're to be paid back with a different table, and the table has the potential going up. There'll be an issa safa saw. Because if the table went up, it's a table that went up, so you're giving me more value in the table that you're returning to me. Mashenkin, if I lend you a dollar, and this dollar was able to buy one table, and by the time you give it back to me the dollar, that dollar can now buy two tables, it's not because the dollar went up. It's because the tables went down. The dollar stayed the same. So currency is fine. Anything but currency.
Because years ago, 30 years ago, if you earned $50 a week, you could support the whole family. Now $50 is...
Today, currency goes, its depreciation, its value is because of other mechanisms in... Okay, and the price can discuss of it, but you always look in Hilchos Ribbis, you have to always peg and determine what a currency is. That's above the Issa Sa B'Sa. Everything below that, anything which is paid, already has an Issa Sa B'Sa. And therefore, it could be even forms of currency. As long as the currency is not the Ikka currency. Like I said, Nechoshis, the Shach points out, if you look in Sifkot and Gimel, the Shach points out, Lafukim Eino Yotzi Oz. The Mechab is coming to exclude what happens if the currency is not going out then. Let's say you had a coin and now the Melech was puzzled. It used to be the currency and now they changed. You had Shkolim in Eretz Yisrael, now they made Shkolim Kadoshim, a Shekel Chodesh, right? So the old Shkolim are no longer. So you could have those old coins. It could be metal, but it doesn't make, it could be silver. That's not no longer currency. It's not currency which is current. Today, it's not currency which goes around. So that's already now going to be regulated with the Hilchos of Peiris. Currency is above it, is only the currency which is Yaitzi. So that's what he mentioned, that's what I would like to discuss now. Kum Taisun the Makab, that you always have to dan the currency, what's considered the Ikka currency. So the Chaznish, or other Achronim as well say, that in every Mokum, you have to dan the Mokum. So in America, the dollar is the Ikka currency. So all foreign currency in America would be considered Peiris. And Lidagith in Eretz Israel, where the Shkolim are their concurrency, so anything but Shkolim will be considered foreign currency. Everyone has a joke, dollars in Eretz Israel are more Yaitzi Batsa than Shkolim. Hey, it's a good joke, but it's not true. But in Eretz Israel, so Shkolim would be the currency, and anything but Shkolim is considered Peiris. So here you have a practical application of Sabbatha. If you're in America, let's say it's, I can't say B'choyim, but it's definitely frequent, I see it very often, a guy is going to Eretz Yisrael, going even to Canada, okay? And right now he wants to have some shkolim, some Canada, he wants some Canadian dollars, whatever. He wants to have some currency, then when he lands, he can pay the tax, he can buy whatever he needs to buy till he changes his dollars, right? So he goes over to a friend who, let's say, is a Canadian or an Eretz Yisrael, just came back from Eretz Yisrael and has extra shkolim. Could you do me a favor, give me some shkolim, I'll pay you back when I get back. So he's borrowing here shkolim. So in America, shkolim have a dinner pays, goes to Eretz Israel, comes back, and then pays him back. So he's borrowing shkolim and paying back in shkolim in America. Both are taking place in America. Both have a dinner pays. That is also also b'sa. That is a problem. When you borrow, now we're going to see hetayim how to get around it. But that in itself, we're going to have a problem of sa b'sa. Without any hetayim, you have a problem with sa b'sa using foreign currency.
What would you say about two Americans lending? They're in Eretz Yisrael at the time.
The Malkum Navar. You have two Israelis, the guys in front of Temchit Daka, two Israelis talking to each other, and they want to lend each other Shkolim. Right? At that point, right now, in America, it's all governed by the Malkum you are. Hakol Kafiyam Malkum, right? So right now, in this Malkum, dollars are currency, so therefore, Shkolim are considered Peiris. If you borrow Shkolim to be paid back with Shkolim, that's going to be Asa Al-Sal B'Sal.
You always have
Yatzah Shah. Okay, Yatzah Shah we're going to discuss. I don't believe you have a major Yatzah Shah because the Shah fluctuates. And we're going to discuss. Sorry?
It's my question when people borrow dollars in Eretz
Yisrael. I know, but the, you want to know, could I buy a dollar? It changes every single day. If you go to the exchange rate, the exchange rate changes every single day in Eretz Yisrael. You have to know if that's considered Yatzah Shah.
The
dollars against the shkolim. This exchange rate, whatever it is, changes every day.
So
in Eretz Yisrael, we know shkolim is the currency. So the dollars are the pays that are changing. And in America, it's punk faket. In America, it will be faket. And every country is like that. Every exchange rate, they change every day. It's not that. So we'll have to discuss what that has.
What about borrowing shkolim in America and then meeting the guy in Eretz Yisrael and paying him back the shkolim?
Okay, so that's a good shaila, and we've had this shaila a number of times. We could try to play it out. I don't have anything clear, but let's work it out. If you're borrowing shkolim here in America, and we deem shkolim here in America as Paris, so it means kumtois you borrowed Paris. So let's not talk about shkalim. You borrowed a table, and you had a mind that you're going to pay back this table. Instead of a day, you're going to pay back with shkalim in Eretz Yisrael. So that's really what you have to be magdir. What? So does he have the ability to pay you back here with shkalim? If he has the ability to pay back here with shkalim, so then it's really governed as peris per peris, it's going to be osa. But if he can't pay you back here as peris, he has to pay you back only, somehow you make it, that he could only pay you back in Eretz Yisrael when it's currency, so then you could try it down that you're borrowing peris, I'm not asked to pay back money. So that's also going to be a... What?
It's like it's not worse than a saying domen, it's a domen. But it's a domen.
It's like what?
The payment of the payment, the repayment is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's like saying, what are you going to pay me back? Domen.
Oh, that's right. We're not up to that yet. One second. We'll get it. Wait, I didn't do the end of the Maccabi yet. I stopped after Mebeah Ketzah Yetzir Ozvazah. Alright? So then you can start dunning, do you have the right to pay back in currency? Now that currency, if you tell me you can only pay back in that Malkum and you can give it currency, then we can give different aids to make it work. But Minatam, we have a problem now where currency is considered Paris. Now what's the problem, Dr. Maccabi? The Shemmi Yisiakru, because maybe it will go up, the Nimsa, and then it will be Nimsa Shonetan Lajason Namasho Veil. So therefore they already acid now, right? It's Madikan Maccabi. It's also Luvois now. Because of the Chash Hashem Yisakro, it's already the Issa is the Havah itself. What's the Issa? Zot the Makabah, the Issa is in Meloisha Ya'asenu Domin. We should now be Kaveh a price. We have a pound of apples. I'm telling you right now, even though I'm lending you a pound of apples, you should know the pound of apples is really, and what I'm doing is I'm lending you the dollar value of the apples, the underlying value of the apples. We are now agreed upon that the price of these apples is a dollar. And then therefore, Shim Yisakro, this is what the deal is, Shim Yisakro, if they go up in price, still Yitin Lo Eisim Adoma, you're going to still give me back only the dollar. So even though the payers go up to worth $1.50, you still only on Mechuyev to give me back a dollar. It means we're really not doing a deal of Sobasa. We're doing a deal of value, and we're limiting it. It's a dollar for a dollar. So the mail is never ribbit. Sorry? If the apples are worth only the dollar fine, if the apples are worth more, so now you can have a problem. If he's...
The price comes down, we'll end up having taken 100 apples and give back 105 apples.
Yeah. That would be fine, because I'm being conveyed, I'm really doing the value of the apples. I'm doing the...
Even there, now, like 9 apples, like this, and I gave you 100 and give me back 105.
Okay, we can discuss. I've got a price to discuss for Shaila, but... In the Yisoid, it's just a good take one Yisoid at a time. In this Yisoid, L'chayah, once you make it into Domem, it should be fine. What's the Lomdes? So you can have different L'shoinis here. You could say it's Stam, this is a regular Mechira. I'm selling you a pound of apples. I'm not even lending you a pound of apples, but I'm doing really that I'm selling you the pound of apples. If we agree upon the price that now the apples are worth a dollar, so I'm lending you a dollar. Not Betray is lending the dollar. I'm giving you the pound of apples, charging you a dollar, and extending you credit on that dollar. That's how I lent you the dollar. But there you saw it. What I did was, is I sold you the pound of apples. That's all I did. It was a regular mechira. It's mecha chomemka. Others want to say, no, that it could be that it's still considered a halvah, but instead of being kaveya, that the halvah is, that you have to pay me back with apples, I'm kaveya. It is still a halvah. It's the mindset of halvah. But I'm lending you the value of the apples, the shavakesef of the apples. I'm not lending you the actual apple itself. I mean, of course, I'm giving it to you, but that's not what I'm expecting in payment. I'm lending you the domim shabai, the value shabai. So then it's a regular halvah. And as long as what I'm lending you, the underlying value is a dollar, and you're giving back a dollar, that's also fine. There are nafka minis in the price in between them, the Gavi Ribis Ktsutsa. I'd rather not get into it right now. But either way, what I'm doing is I'm not going into a deal with you, so that's why it's mutter. However, vim lo yoseo domim, let's say you blew it, you did an issa, you did sabasa, you didn't realize, and now it's come time for payment. Vim yisiakru, and the apples went out, up. You're not allowed to pay. It means chutz from the issa shaboy that you have b'shas avah, even though you blew that, doesn't allow you to carry through with the deal. If a taka went up in price, you have a new issa to contend with, paying back ribbis, paying back extra. That tosefes is ribbis. So you're not allowed to do that either. So you'll have to pay back only the amount of the value that it was with shas avah. From huzlu, but if it goes down in value, then noisin lo yasa shoveyo. Then you pay him back with the saw, which is worth less. So in this scenario, where you blew it, you're over the Issa, Chalila, in that scenario, the Leiva gets the benefit of the deal. He has the advantage. Because if it goes up, he's never going to pay more than the saw that he borrowed. But if it goes down, he need not pay the dollar that he borrowed. He can get, because since the deal was structured so b'so, his whole chiv is only to pay back a saw. So even if the saw went down in value, that's all his chiv. He only has to pay back that saw. If it went up in value, you saw it in choshim mishra, so to speak, he should maybe pay you back the saw. But in Hilchus Ribbis, he's now allowed to, because since it's worth more. Sorry? Well, let me go to the theater. You'll see, not like that. One second. So, but if it goes up in value, beside the deal with Sabbathah, just then it's an Isser Ribbis, you're not allowed to pay that saw. So good, so you only pay what you're allowed to pay, which is the value that it was, B'shas Tahava initially. But if it goes down, you'll get away with paying the saw, the lower valued saw. Now, this is only Nisr the Rabbanan. So if Yitaka went through with the deal, the Shach points out in Sifkat and Aleph, actually. So if Yitaka went through with the deal, if you didn't know, you didn't know you were doing an Issa, and as a Shas Barayin, you also didn't know you were doing an Issa, you went mamish through the deal, then it's too late. At that point, it's finished, it's Avak Ribbis, it's only Ribbis Rabbanan, and there's no Chazar, there's no Yitza B'dayonim. Yet, you might have, like we discussed early on, with other Yisuri Rabbanan and Avak Ribbis, you'll have a Chiv Latis Yidei Shemayim, the way the Ramah paskins, that you'll have a Chiv to give back B'din Shemayim. But B'dinei Adam, it's not going to be Ribbis Ksutza, which is Yaitse B'dayonim. All right. That's what I'm trying to say. It does work. You see that when you do pay, it does work. It's not, they didn't block the deal. Even by Ribbis Ksutza, it works. If Ribbis Ksutza, the guy goes through with the deal, it's not Yaitse B'dayonim. Fine, let's see the Ramah. Zok the Ramah. Yesh mi shekosev. Some say the bizman hazeh, matbeah shel zov, dinoi kekesev. Even though bizman ha-gemara, the only matbeah shel kesev, only silver currency was considered currency, but bizmaneinu, in times of the Ramah, matbeah shel zov is also dinoi kekesev, v'lov in zov b'zov, v'chein noeg in lohakel, v'en limkos b'yodam, k'yesh lem amish yismechu, it's a Trumas Hadeshin addresses this problem. He says that then they start to borrow a coin for a coin, even by gold coins, and he wants to know what the heter is. And it gives for Shit in the Heterim. The heter that we go with is, you look, is in the Shaks of Katan Dalet. He says, Afilu man do isa bizman ashat, lahavuz dina zov bidina zov, that they held that golden currency was considered Paris, and as it's subject to the Isav Sabbathah, Hainu Mishom, the bizmanim hoyim atbeh kesef, toivim v'chashuvim. The Kesef had two milas over Zahav. First of all, it was Kharifi, it was Oyvel Aseichem more than Zahav was. And second, the Kuda was, there was also Choshev. The Kesef was Choshev. Umat Nechoshev Tzayben, it only had a little impurities of Nechoshev in there that didn't count, so it's considered a Choshev a coin. So therefore, they were Kaveya that silver currency is currency, and anything against silver currency is considered Peris. But now, but now the matbei is kesef ruben nechoshes. But now that silver currency is comprised of mostly nechoshes, so its currency is not so choshev. Like for sure today, right? All our coins today are have copper in there, right? So you see that it's not choshev. So then the golden currency, which we don't have today, but the golden currency has that mila that it's more choshev, and it also has the same currency. So then at the times of Ramah, both things are considered currency. Sai silver, pashas sai zov. It means it's not to fuke silver. It's just to add on that not only is silver considered currency, but zov is also considered currency. Okay, I don't know a practical application to this halacha. All right, let's continue.
There are some golden coins going around, but they're different, like favorites.
Yeah, but I don't think correct. It's more a collector's item or something like that.
They're different, like favorites.
Right. So the Gemara discusses then that Zov Lagabi Kesef is considered Paris Lagabi Kesef. It means Kesef is considered. That's what the Gemara discusses.
The same thing would be if a guy borrows Canadian dollars in Canada and makes up the payback American dollars in America.
No, that goes back to Arshad. If he borrows Canadian dollars in Canada, so he's borrowing Matbeya. So that was considered currency.
Paying back in the United States of America.
So it's Lachari, that's currency for currency. So you have its own dynamics if it's currency if we can peg a price then, you ping me back later, you know, you can ping me back tomorrow in America. I know 100%, they all discuss it. There's nothing really clear about it. All the swarth the hair.
Make up when you borrow the money, you make up that price. What's wrong with that? Make up.
Is that considered a mechira? Are you selling a coin for a coin? I mean, in Canada, if a coin is, if Canadian money in Canada is coins, and you're asking to be paid back dollars, not in Canada, DAFK in America, so it's coins. So you kaveya madbeya for madbeya, and then not madbeya shavet. They're two different types of madbeyas, right? So you have to know the madbeya that I'm being paid back, is that madbeya worth more or not? Normally, the reason why Saba saw is only in Nissan Paris and not on money is because money is currency, so it never goes up in price. But when you're in Canada, Bishasava in Canada, when you're looking from a Canadian perspective, money is considered Paris. So how do you know how much the money is going to be worth at the end of the day when you pay back? You can have SARS in, SARS have. I'm saying that's when you run into these problems of currency or investments. We had cases of overseas investments, you wire money, you have problems. You're going against foreign currency, which has a din of Paris, and if the investment doesn't go through and you want the payment back, what could you ask for as payment back? You might have a problem here of Saba Saw. If you want to, because they are domim on that foreign currency, and then everything is pegged to the foreign currency, that's fine. But if you don't do that, you might have a problem on the hands of Saba Saw. All right. Zakra Mavaita. Yesh Mishaima. Tumuta Luvois. Kikar lechem bekikar lechem. This is what I was talking about early on in the night. Standard, your wife ran out of eggs, oil, whatever it is, flour. She's baking a cake. She has a recipe. She needs something, so she wants to borrow from a neighbor and gets paid back. A bottle of ketchup or whatever it is, or a bottle of milk. So, mutu luvos kikar lechem bekikar lechem kemat beish or kesef. Even though luchayr should be subjected to the isurim of tzav b'tzav. A chiddush din, this is how Rashi and Tosfos touch up the Gemara. It's not even Muskim that touch the Gemara, there are many Pshatim in the Gemara. But we go Lakula, since it's only Nisa Drabbanan, we are Noigin Lakula like this sheet touch of the Gemara. That these things are already Mutter. Why? The Me'achad Adavat Mu'atu, because they're small amounts, insignificant amounts, Lokamti B'nei Odom Ad La'adadi B'zeh. People are not makbid. When I borrow a container of milk and I pay back a container of milk, I'm not makbid whether the price of milk went up or not. Or the eggs, or the bagels. I borrowed three bagels, I'm paying back. We're not makbid on that. It's small items, small things. People don't care about it. They're not makbid. Oh, by you, when you borrowed, it was 129, now it's 139, or vice versa. Pay me an extra 10 cents. We don't have those akpadis. And therefore, makli adadi, the reason why you're giving it has nothing to do with ahava. You're not giving the extra thing because he was so kind that he lent you this egg, so that if you're paying back with a more chashuva valued egg, no, the reason why you're giving back egg is because you borrowed an egg, and it's worth more. It's worth more because you don't care, and it's insignificant to the makli adadi.
So what are these shiurim?
So let me discuss it. So, and it comes along the mother chenoygan lakal that the meaning is taka lakula like Rashi. So the svara over here is, let me explain. The svara over here is for shiurim reason. Rashi Lamacham doesn't say this. Rashi says the chay gavnu lagozu. They weren't gozu on small amounts, so they bechla weren't gozu. That's not the pshat that the Ramah is going. The Ramah uses Taisa pshat. The Ma'akha, the Dava Muru, like Kafti bin Ayodin La'adadi. So Taisa says as far as that they're not makbid, and therefore when they pay it, they're not paying it makhmas davar. We all know that the reason why they're paying this has nothing to do with davar. It's a Zaitika payment, it's a Umdinuna Mukhak, has nothing to do with davar, and therefore it's not even subject to Ribbid Rabbanan. We don't even, it doesn't smell, it's no smack of a Tosefes payment because of davar. So now it's gonna let me just explain a little bit, we'll discuss a few cases. So it comes out like this, that not only are you allowed to structure the deal, I mean there's no issa out of the borrowing itself to make these terms, but you actually there's no issa of paying back as well. You are allowed to pay back that egg or that challah, even if at the time you pay it back, there was a shortage of wheat and the price of challah went up. That means they weren't makbid, they weren't going to sign on the hava, sign the parai. This deal is muta. And because of lekapti adadi, the reason why you're giving it is not because of the hava. So based on this, let's extend it, that not only that, if you lend me a bagel, and the bagel is 2.6 inches diameter, and I'm giving you back a bagel that happens to be 2.7 inches diameter, or vice versa, no two bagels are alike, so therefore also, I'm borrowing a bagel, I'm paying back a bagel. We don't have to weigh the bagel when I borrow it, then when I give it back, to make sure I didn't give you a mashu more on the bagel. Again, it's lekapti ahadadi, so say on the value of it, say on the chepetz, etzim chepetz itself, it sounds like it's mutar. I'm allowed to borrow a kikalachem and give you back a kikalachem, even though we know it's impossible that the two are the same. But the mashmoyis is, contrary to popular beliefs, the mashmoyis is that this whole heta, this whole exclusion to the rule, was for an issa of sa basa. When you have normally an issa of sa basa, that even if it's the same amount, but we have a potential problem that it's worth more, but what happens if you have a case that it's not sa basa, it's sa basa same, you're borrowing a son, giving back two sides. I'll give you a mashal. I borrowed from you a bag of flour. When you gave it to me, it wasn't a full bag of flour. It was three quarters full. When I'm going to give you back, I'm not going to be cheap. I'm going to open up the bag, take out a quarter and try to give you back punk to three quarters of a bag of flour. It looks cheap. I won't do it. I'm going to just give you back a whole bag of flour. I borrowed a container of milk. It wasn't filled to the top. I give you back a container of milk, right? So there, I'm borrowing only three quarters, and I'm paying back something more than, I'm paying back a full amount. There, that's not sa b'sa, that's sa b'sasayim, that I'm giving you actually more amount than what I borrowed. And it's not, don't tell me it's kika for kika, something that is insignificant, it's bagel for bagel. It's not. I borrowed three quarters of a container, I'm giving back a full container. If I borrow, let's say I need a dozen eggs, and your kid comes home with a package of a dozen eggs, but there are two eggs missing, so you got really only 10 eggs. So you're going to be cheap, you're going to send back the dozen eggs and take two eggs out, you just give back the dozen eggs, right? That is a problem. That's sub is the same. That we don't find anywhere a heta because it's insignificant, the dove mood who look after the other. That we never found a heta. And the Achronim today are really busy with this. Is this mutter? Is this not mutter? I mean, they're trying to push that it's mutter because, I guess, of Meisim B'chol Yoyim. But a clear head that they zikha don't have. If anything, the Amish Meis, I believe, of B'Sefer Chumash, that this is actually awesome. That this whole head is only a head for Sa B'Sa. It wasn't a head to give back more than you actually borrowed. Unless it's just Yeshua Tamsim. Unless we call it a Sa B'Sa because it's a bagel for bagel. So it's still the same thing. It's the same thing. It's a bagel for bagel. But borrowing 3/4 of a container of milk and giving back a full milk, that we don't find a clear head. So I'm not going to go out and tell you that it's also, but I could tell you that at least there's no clear head to such a thing. And therefore, Hashem, I believe, you should try to stay away. I don't want to say it's also because I don't want to cause a rash, but I can tell you that definitely lechetchila, be wise. If you want to stay out of any potential lisa, be wise not to get into this problem and make sure. Now, an eitz tevik kamash milan, that you shouldn't have all these problems all together. Besides, you might have other things that we're going to see throughout the siman tonight, which makes it smut anyway. An eitz tevik kamash milan, just make up with your neighbor lechetchila when you're going on with you. Hopefully, you're going to have good terms with your neighbors, and you're going to borrow one day, and she's going to borrow the next day, and goes back and forth. Hopefully, it's a mutual type of relationship. Just make up with her. When you take eggs from me, you don't have to pay me back at all. And when I take oil from you, I don't have to pay you back at all. I've had that, I'm going to try, and you could try, but you should know it's not over. You don't have to pay me back. I don't have to pay you back. So we're making up the chatchila one time for all that is not a hava. It's a matana going one way, a matana going back the other way. If you want to give me back the eggs, it's fine. You want to give me back more eggs, you want to give me back another matana, it's also fine. Have no problem. Don't. It's not a problem of ketutzin. I'm being masked to have one matana. I'm not fahakse. No. You don't have to give me back anything. I don't have to give you back anything. And that stays away from all these problems. It's a good thing. And hopefully no one will take advantage of the other person and just keep on borrowing and never lending. But if you have this type of relationship, it's pretty good. And if Yitaka doesn't work out, you always curb the relationship at that point. But till then, it should work out.
You can also always, when you return, you say, "Eretz Tamatana." Why can't you do that?
Trivus Mokher. But good, but Trivus Mishas Peroin. If I borrow a dollar from you and I say, look, you know what? I'll borrow 95 cents from you. And I come time Peroin and I say, I have a dollar, I don't have change. You know what? The rest is a matana.
That's
Avak Ribbit.
Over here
it's
Salva
Saw. So I'm not giving you back more. I borrowed a saw and I'm paying back with Sasayan.
I'm not marked on the rest. If you're not marked on the rest. You try to not mark it on the milk in the carpet. I mean,
I don't know. If you tell me three quarters full and this is also three quarters, which is the actual time, say, that I have no problem with, because that's a kika for kika. But if you baru clearly, it was nika, everyone knows it wasn't a full milk, and you're giving back a full milk, that's nika, that is a problem. That is a tesefa. I shouldn't say tesefa. That's nika, it's a tesefa. Yeah. No, there, the chazal mi'ikara, it's not just that they made a gzeira, just we sort of repealed the gzeira. No, we don't have a davar shebe minyan. We're not gadol from Chazal. Lechatchilu, when Chazal made the issa, they had the same neighbor relationship, and they knew of this problem. And when they made the issa, they lechatchilu were never kaveh the issa on neighbors, on friends who borrow a son, give back a son. This insignificant amount, they never were goy lechatchilu because the davar mood looked after bnei adam. But once they made the gzeira, just to say, I'm not makbid, when you're giving otisav, you're giving something extra, well, you know, you're not makbid. We find by sabasa, they never made the gzeira, but sabasa sa saim is also, that's ribbon.
They had to talk about a bagel that was 2 inches, or a bagel that was 2.5 inches, and they decided to look after that.
Gradi should know, they weren't even talking about that so much. The thing what they were talking about is the issa sabasa that it might go up. It just, Meo Bez, Mavua, that, wait a second, no two bagels are alike, no two kikrim are alike. So, Koka, you see in there implicit that they weren't, there's no gzeir on that either, because that's a bagel for bagel. It has the same Gemara. B'nai Kabura Makpinu says that.
You see that the issue of there is that the Indian of Mishkum and Meta.
Correct, that's what they want to make. I'm saying, but that wasn't the Ikavada Gemara. The Ikavada Gemara is the Gemara before that says, Love and Stam and Purin Stam. But from that next Gemara, the Medayek, that you see that even though there's a, you give more amount, but that's only because of a Hakpada. I mean, you have people who are Mitzumtzum Dika mentioned, and if I borrow 3/4 of a milk and you're giving back only 2/3 of a milk, I'm going to shecht you. So those people have a problem now because they're going to get more. They get, you know, instead of 3/4 of the milk, they get 80% of the carton. There's going to be a problem going the other way. So that's, if they're makbid, you have a ribbit, but we don't go with it. We are not makbid, right? We hold that to the Lord Kapti Inshu, B'chaygane, they were Lord Gaza, even though maybe Hateva Anushi is to be makbid, but so small amounts we let go through, and they were never made the gzera. But you tell me you have significant amounts, which is clear to everyone, that it's more. It was 3/4 to a whole container, that at least we don't find any heta. You want to tell me to Sushtel? Yeah, I'm not going to tell you it's awesome.
Even according to Hill, you see, it's only Nehemiah Makfidim. If it's real, if it's a real line Makfidim, then that's something. But you don't have to go to your neighbor and make up, you don't own back.
All right.
The whole board here is the Akpod. Because if it's also, it's also.
The vod here is not allowed to pay back more. Here, I'm telling you, here the vod was sub
besaw. They're paying up more.
They're not paying up more. How do they pay more?
They lend me a bagel that was 2 inches, and I lend you back an egg. They give you back an egg bagel that's 2.25 inches.
I don't know. It's the same thing as when you tell everyone, I borrowed a bagel and I paid back a bagel. It's the same thing. Right, you sign it, right? When you go to the store, but it's basically the same thing. People aren't makbid. There are certain people who are makbid, but with their account, people are not makbid. It's not a problem. But you tell me that you're buying 3/4 of a milk and you're paying back a full milk, it's clear that you're paying back more. So why are you not makbid? It could be self-embarrassment. Could be it's because the guy was so nice to you, he talked to lend you a milk, so you're going to just give it to him. Right? So then that itself would be a ribbis issue because you're giving them because he was so nice that he lent you the milk. Look, I'm telling you that I don't have a klora heta. You want to say it's more to have a
larger,
extra larger. Here, so near to me, a shark. Here in Lakewood, it's punk faket. Here in Lakewood, for some reason, but one size egg, not the largest egg, costs more than the largest size egg. And certain cheeses, which are not the great age, you know, certain type of cheeses, cost more than the great age. And that's kakava, it's a meisim. Yeah, so someone wants to know, if you borrow one, could you pay back with the other, because it's worth more. That's the Lakewood type of a shalom.
What happens if you would say, you know what, I know I'm giving you back more, you'll owe it to me. Now you owe me a quarter of a bottle of milk. I just don't want to go to bother dividing it up now. You owe it to me. We're neighbors, you know, it'll come back.
Fine. That's very good.
Same thing as
my eight is, I think, even better. Make up one time with the neighbor. The first time she comes to borrow, you're not borrowing, you don't have to pay me back. This is our relationship. I don't have to pay you back. Of course, it would be nice if we both pay each other back, but no one has to pay. It's not a halva. Once it's not a halva, you're fine.
The quality will be affected by this also.
How much, Joel?
Quality of a product.
Let's see about that. Your milk will expire tomorrow, and you have to go to give your fresh milk from the store. It's going to be good for a week from now.
right? Even mm-hmm. eggs, forget about your emotional. I buy medium, you buy large, right? A potato. You measure the potato, how big the potato is?
No, that I'm telling you, potato, I think it could be like a kika for kika. Three potatoes for three potatoes.
Small potatoes.
Oh, my peshita, what, there are large potatoes as well? If you're giving back...
Everything has a size.
So if you give back a better product or more product, that's already sabbis asayim, and that I'm saying, I don't see, from this sif, I don't see a clear heta. Kavitz mota, I don't see a clear heta. I know the achronim are busy trying to make a heta, but I didn't see it yet. Vada heta, that's what I can say. No, I'm not...
They have the 39 cent
charges, the maximum 59 cent
charges. The maximum
to get the 59.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't pay it, right? They would pay on it.
Then say with
Shas, when
somebody's
be paying,
hey, I'm not
makbid.
Maisim, it's a difference to the person.
Oh, yeah, that's mamish when it has two different prices. That's what you're talking about, right? I mean, same Moshe, when a person goes to the store and it's only, let's assume that it's not tampered with, it's not contaminated. It's only 3/4 of a container of milk. Or let's say, stop, I have a choice. I can get a liter, a gallon, whatever, a quart and a half, 2 quarts. I pay more for the extra quart, right? So. You see that when you're in the store, you're makbid. That's your raya that you see that ruin. So why taka you're not makbid when you borrow from your neighbor?
It's just like I'm not makbid if he lent me 95 cents, I give him back $1
per bet, and that's your business. But why? What did he say? What's the psychological?
I don't care.
You don't care. Why not? But in the store, you do care.
Because good friends, good neighbors.
Because they're good friends, you don't care. You're giving matana because they're your friend. Okay.
That's
the law. Oh yeah. Okay. Fine. Oh, yeah. The mice is most of the time, I can't say most of the time, but very often you're going to have a heta of yeshlei anyway. For example, let's take the case of the eggs. She ran out, she needs 7 eggs for this challah, and she only has 5. She has yeshlei, she already has 5 eggs. Better yet, she only has 1 egg. We're going to learn that yeshlei is a heta as long as you have something. So if you have 1 egg, you're already going to have the heta. So most of the time, you'll have other hetayim, it might be yotzai shai. You can have other hetayim in the simen. But the yisoid, you want to know in the yisoid adava, you can have an issue to contend with in normal sabasa. Now, our problem of sabas asayim, our problem of giving back more milk, that yeshlo is not a heta and yotasha is not a heta, all these things are on a heta. So if you're taka dealing with the neighbor, that you're taka giving back more, if you don't make up the chachila, you may have a problem of this. Okay, I'll tell you, shema. Now, going back to our currency price as well, that will be a pasha to heta. Let's say a guy is going to Eretz Yisrael, right? And he has some shkalim, but he needs more shkalim. So that we're going to have a heta of yeshlei. As long as you have some, you won't have this issue of sa b'sa. What I said before, currency is only promise, because the guy has no shkalim or no Canadian dollars, and he's buying from his van to be paid back at a later date. That's going to be a problem. But stam b'zai, we're not going to have a problem if you already have even a mikzas, which we're going to see in Yat Hashem in the next sif. Right, Yat Hashem.
Like the smaller shard is good enough.
Okay, we're going to discuss about the shard that's necessary for sa b'sa. We'll have to address it. What you're talking about is by Paiskin, that we pass on like the Ramah, that even shard shal yaris. It's fine. Well, Yat Hashem, we're going to get to it. All right? Fine.
What is the gathering? You know, sometimes
I borrow
a larger amount, you know,
I mean,
a larger amount.
What? How much you ran out? So you borrowed
6 containers
of juice?
10 bottles.
10 bottles? How do you run out and need 10 bottles? Take a bottle and... I'll tell you, the lush... I'll tell you, Bam, it's the lush... I hear the lush, well, you made a party and you didn't realize. All of a sudden, you had a fabric. Okay. A bottle of schnapps, not, even though, yeah, the value that it's an item, you're talking about many items, but yeah, I believe that there's no difference, because it says even lush and it's kicker. As long as it's what we call petty borrowing, neighboring borrowing, I don't think it's wrong, even if it's you're borrowing more than one kicker. You're borrowing 10 bottles of Pepsi to be paid back with 10 bottles of Pepsi later on. I don't think you can have a problem. I don't think. Let's say it's Pepsi Marshall, right? So now they decided to now shrink the bottles, and now they have what is called 1.5. Coke shrinked, Pepsi then?
Right.
I'm sorry. Coke shrinked, okay, very good. So Coke shrinked, you borrowed 1.5 liters they are. Okay, so you borrowed 5 Coke, 1.5 liters, and you're going to pay back with 5 2 liters of Pepsi. And let's assume Pepsi and Coke are the same thing, be aside. But you're paying back with more amount. This is so bizarre. I don't think you have this head of this sif. At least I don't have a right to this.
What's the liquid amount?
Huh?
What's the liquid amount?
They call the number of bottles.
you add up the 1.5 times whatever it is.
Okay, you mean you buy 4, 1.5, so it comes out to be 3, 2 liters.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, okay, very good. Very good, so it means that people are
macro. They charge the same amount of money.
They cost the same,
right? Today?
That's how they did it.
They charge a little less, but it's more per ounce. That's how they did it. They charge less than a bigger bottle.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's marketing techniques.
Bring it down as much as they brought down the money.
They did it to raise the price of COVID. They wanted to make more money.
Yeah.
100%. So they deliver less.
What they mark as convenient to make more money. That's what the idea was, to raise the price of soda.
Yeah, no, it is more per ounce, but it's still,
the real price, you want to buy off the shelf, no sale, $1.19 for 1.5 liter, you want to buy a Pepsi, the real price,
$1.29, $1.30. Right, that's what
you
said. It's a big difference.
That's why I said it's more per ounce.
All right, now let me mention, we're not going to have enough time for the next F, let me mention two nekudas. One nekuda is, if you look in the Pisca Chuvah, Sif Cotton Gimel, going back in the last case of the Machab, the Machab's case was the guy blew it, he lo asay odomim, and he has no het of this simin, and so the halacha is, when this Yaakov, it went up in price, he only gives him the value that it was at the time he borrowed. If it went down, he gives the saw, because that was the deal. The deal was saw b'saw. So zok the base Ephraim, look at Pisca Chuvah Gimel, I'm b'chuvah's base Ephraim, shom sh'erech l'chiyak, the dafka chitim hu denoytel. Havel also litan loy domim shay yeshava b'shat havah, rak b'hukra, havel b'huz l'loy. If in this case, where you made a deal, a regular deal of saw b'saw, so you blew it, you didn't say odomim, and it went down in price, so your chiv to give back is only the depreciated saw. If you're going to give back now the money that you borrowed, the b'shas havah, even though I borrowed a dollar, I'm giving back a dollar, that's also, because what you borrowed was the saw of Paris. Rather, they were worth a dollar. So to pay back a saw of Paris worth more than a dollar, that's because I'll have a problem with, because it looks bad, because it went up in price, depending on the Rishitas we're showing, like we discussed in Nagdoma. But if it went down, your chiv is only to give back the smaller valued, or the cheaper valued saw. It's the same saw, but cheaper value. If you're going to give back the dollar, even though it was a dollar for a dollar, you have a ribbit issue. Because you're paying back more than you mechuyev to pay back. I'll see how well. Dover mood is only like the case of kikris. Dover mood is not, because we're talking about small amounts of... Dover mood means... I lent you a potato and you're giving me back a potato? The potato went down and now you want to give me the dollar? No, the Pitkachu is talking about when you have a normal Issasar B'Saw and the guy blew it, so then to pay back Domim is more than what you're Mokhoyev to do. He's talking about a case where Chazal weren't Goyzer, it was Kikris for Kikris, whatever, they weren't Goyzer, B'chai Governor, they weren't Goyzer, do you have a right to pay back the dollar? I have to think about that. I have to start on the Kanakan, it might be totally on the Regina. I have to think about that. You're giving a dollar bill, and all you borrowed was a saw of Paris, which was worth a dollar. You still have an is, even though it's a dollar for a dollar. At the end, you didn't give more, but Teretz says you did give more because you borrowed a saw. So your chiv is only to give back a saw, and if the saw right now is only worth 80 cents, you give back a dollar. You have a problem on your hand. No. That means, so you want to know, do you have to give back only the saw, or you only mechuyev to give back the saw? It means, when you are say odomim, then you mechuyev to give me back that dollar, whether it goes up in price, down in price, you owe me a dollar. I lent you a dollar worth of Paris, you owe me a dollar back. But if I didn't say odomim, I blew it, so if it goes up, I'm limited to a dollar. If it goes down, then all I have to give you back is the saw chitin. It's true, that's all you have to give me back. But could you give me back the dollar? Maybe one could argue. Why? Because all you did is borrow a dollar, you paid back a dollar, so you never even hit a ribbit. You never paid more than what you got. Kamash Malan, no, you did. Because since you borrowed a saw, so you keep on to give back a saw, so giving a dollar is worth more. One final halacha, which is very vexing, which really we'll discuss next week, it could be, we'll see, have to see at times, but could be this entire sif, which is a problem, is only if I make up with you saw b'saw. Here's a pound of apples, here's 3 eggs, pay me back 3 eggs. But if I tell you, here's 3 eggs, and it's even understood, you got to pay me back, could be it's not a problem b'shas the ketzitza. You'll have a problem later on if the eggs went up. That's a different problem of ribis mocheres. But the ketzitza dika issa, what we have in our sif, could be it's only if you make up saw b'saw. So it's implicit in that is that even if the saw goes up, you got to give me a saw. even a more valuable saw, so that it's a ketitza, so chazal asked that ketitza. But if I lend you a saw, maybe we could establish or assume that when I lend you a saw stam, what I mean is, if it's only worth a dollar, pay me back the saw. If a taka goes up in price, then give me a dollar's worth of that value. It means if the eggs go up in price, so don't pay me back 3 eggs, give me 2 eggs. That's also fine. Don't pay me back 6 bottles of Pepsi, give me back only 5 bottles. Could be min hastam, I'm always allowed to be toilo, that that's really your intention anyway. You only want a hetzedika payment back. And this would only be if it's luvois sa'abasa, which we run out of time. We'll have to discuss it next week.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.